Islamic way of life, Islamic way of life, Islamic way of life, Islamic way of life.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to this beautiful silsila, the Islamic way of life, where inshallah we are going to be discussing the Islamic way of living our life, inshallah azza wa jal, according to the commandments of Allah azza wa jal and his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the sharia of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, inshallah azza wa jal. And before we dive into today's topic, let's inshallah remember and remind one another to read Durood in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for it has been stated in the Mubarak Hadith that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be who has recited the most Durood upon me in the world. So let's recite together. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear viewers, inshallah today we are going to be discussing this topic. Punctuality is personality. Yes, it is the key ingredient for your personality to be recognized in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal in religious matters as well as in worldly matters, inshallah Azza wa Jal. What happens when we are not punctual for our five time salah? We miss our salah. Punctuality is an important trait for an effective Islamic living. Being punctual will earn a person credibility and respect and build a positive reputation for his or her own character. Punctuality paves the way for a peaceful and productive Islamic living. Allahu Akbar. It will make you feel content and happy rather than frustrated and guilty. Being early for meetings or other events gives you time to relax and plan ahead and prioritize the activities to bring success. By granting human beings intellect and reasoning, Allah Azza wa Jal distinguished them from the rest of creation. Through the power of intellect, man has surpassed other animals and continues to exponentially succeed. Our pursuit of success is an almost inseparable aspect of who we are as humans. Subhanallah. Yet many of us fail to succeed. A cursory look at the people who enjoyed great achievements, religious and worldly both, reveals the secret to success, promptness and punctuality. Why is there so much emphasis on punctuality? Imagine if we weren't punctual on our daily things that we are supposed to do. If you weren't punctual on your daily job, maybe it could be 8 to 5. If you didn't report to duty at the exact time that you are prescribed to report to duty, which is maybe 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, whatever time that may be the set time, and if you report to work at 9:30 or 10 o'clock, what happens? What is the drawback? What is the backlash that you receive? You may lose your job, you may be fired, and it wouldn't be the company's fault, it will be a fault of your own. You would have done it to yourself. Why? Because you failed to be punctual. Imagine if we fail to be punctual with our salah, which is a timely obligation upon the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if we fail to be punctual with our salah, if we fail to be punctual with our zuhr salah, asr salah, fajr salah, maghrib and isha salahs, or juma salahs, what happens? We lose out and we earn the wrath of Allah azza wa jal. Allahu Akbar. for those who delay their salah, even for them there is punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are serious words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran for those who are negligent of their salah, who delay their salah, Allahu Akbar, who are lazy in their salah, Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us from being lazy and negligent when it comes to our duty to our Creator, Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's be punctual in whatever we do, whether it's our salah, whether it's our obligation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, getting up on time for sahri, so we can fast the whole day, we can have energy to fast the whole day by having our sahri, and not just wake up maybe when there's 2 minutes remaining and we are gobbling everything as if, you know, there is a chaos going on. No, if we made time for it, if we went to sleep on time, woke up on time, we wouldn't have to rush through it. Same goes for iftar. We're rushing and driving, and we are causing accidents in the rush. What happens if we plan everything ahead of time and be punctual with our planning, with our schedule? If we stick to a good schedule, a practical schedule, then inshallah, everything will fall into place. Why do we have jadwal? So we can practically and rationally, inshallah, be functional in our work, in our daily lives, inshallah, azza wa jal. Many of us, we fail to succeed to be punctual on time. A cursory look at people who enjoy great achievements, religious and worldly achievements, they reveal the secret to success. What is it? The promptness and punctuality. These are the secrets to success. Having all this great value and importance, there is to be duly appreciated and managed. In Islam, there is no room for slogans like, you know, killing time. It's a very famous phrase nowadays, killing time. There is no such thing in Islam as killing time, because in Islam, time is really precious and it is valuable. Imam Shafi rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that time is like a sword. Either you utilize it or it will cut you. Allah, it will destroy you. Allahu Akbar. In fact, wasting time is much more dangerous than wasting your money and assets, because time is something you can never get back. Time cannot be compensated. Free time is a blessing that is overlooked. Often it is overlooked. Allahu Akbar. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in a famous hadith that value 5 before 5. And one of those things the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, that value leisure before occupation, before you get busy. Allahu Akbar. The time of leisure, utilize it wisely so you don't regret at the time when you are heavily occupied. Allahu Akbar. Time cannot be compensated. You can get money back, you can earn more money, you can buy more properties, you can open more shops, you can increase your business more, but the time, that one or few minutes that I have just spoken now, that you've been listening to me, that time I cannot get back. This 1 second that just has elapsed now, at this very moment, I cannot get it back. When the angel of death comes to capture your soul, and you ask him for 2 minutes, he wouldn't give you that 2 minutes. None of us have this luxury. Time is not infinite, it is a finite currency, Allahu Akbar, through which our life is measured. Life, free time, is a blessing that is overlooked and not wholly appreciated by many people, by most of us. You know, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, value life before death. What does it mean? The entire life that we have, it is the sum of our time that we'll be spending here. What is the currency of life? It is time. Each hour that we spend, it has been cut off from our lives. So the life that we have, let's value it before the death approaches us. And if we put today's work for tomorrow, today's duty for tomorrow, today's responsibility, we pass it on to tomorrow, that tomorrow will never come. Tomorrow we'll say we'll do it tomorrow, and tomorrow we'll say we'll do it tomorrow, and that tomorrow will never come, ultimately. If we need our day to be successful, it is imperative to offer the obligatory 5 daily salahs, inshallah, and offer them at their established times, at their prescribed times. If our daily duties and tasks are planned around the 5-time salah, and if we are punctual with our 5-time salah, this is one way to make sure that we are punctual with everything that we do. And our entire day can revolve around the 5-time salah, Allahu Akbar. And due to the barakah of being punctual with salah, inshallah, we'll see the barakah of punctuality in every other activity that we do. Subhanallah. Those daily activities can be achieved in a systematic and timely manner with Allah's help, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Holy Quran, seek help from patience and salah. Allahu Akbar. The illness of delaying or postponing tasks has reached new heights in our communities. What is the opposite of being punctual? Is to procrastinate over the task, over the duties, over the work that we have to do, over our duties towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, duties towards our fellow brothers and sisters, meaning haqqullah and haqqul ibad, duty to our family members, to our own immediate families, to our parents, to serve them, to be a breadwinner for your family. That is another duty that we have. The illness of delaying or postponing tasks has reached new heights. Definitely it has reached new heights in our communities. Procrastination is a powerful vice, allowing people to put off important work with a simple note to yourself, I'll do it tomorrow. This is all we say. I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it later. That later will never come. It never comes. Usually it never comes. But that tomorrow never arrives. Here, we can inshallah look at 5 different ways to help us overcome this destructive trait of procrastination. One thing is realization. When the realization will hit that yes, when we realize that this is the problem, then we can look forward for a solution. But if you don't realize the problem, you are never going to look for a solution. Whenever you are given a task, take ownership of the task and make sure and make a realistic plan, not a flowery plan, not a very unrealistic plan, not an imaginary plan. You're not living in fairyland, saying fairy tales to yourself. No, this is real life. We need to make realistic plans to complete it on time. Putting off the work for another time will only cause frustration and a great load once all your tasks are built up and it has reached up to your throat. Then there's no use planning and plotting. Make plans ahead of time. Space yourself throughout the days and the weeks and the hours and whatever it entails. It depends on the severity and the seriousness of the work and the long hours that you need to put into that work. And then inshallah, it can also be achieved by preparing a schedule, a jadwal, making a to-do list. A simple to-do list is an effective tool. It provides you with the visual reminders of outstanding tasks and lets you feel a sense of achievement as you gradually tick off completed tasks. Imagine how good you feel, you know, if you have all your tasks listed for the day and make a to-do list and you just strike off one by one, you know. You strike it off. Yes, I've achieved this. You feel good and motivated. This will motivate you to work on the next one, inshallah. As soon as you finish one task, it will motivate you to finish the next one. By making a list like this, and a schedule like this, a jadwal like this, you can keep track of where you are with your progress and what you need to do next. There are apps available. There are notebooks, pen and paper, simple pen and paper, you know, old style. Old school. If you are old school, no problem, use pen and paper. If you are into tech gadgets and gizmos, you can use your fancy phones and download the app for your own productivity, for the sake of your own well-being, inshallah azza wa jal, and stick to the schedule, inshallah. Bid farewell to laziness. This is another key component to defeat the trait which is called procrastination, so we can get to our main objective of today's episode, is that punctuality. Punctuality is personality, so we can develop ourselves, inshallah. A wise person always wants to develop himself, to improve himself. We may read books on self-improvements and so on and so forth, listen to seminars, you know, psychologists and so on coming and giving us pep talks on how we can improve productivities. The companies have workshops for this reason. So inshallah, in the Islamic Madani environment, why can't we learn the same thing from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from alhamdulillah the Quranic verses, and from the words of our pious predecessors about the importance of time and importance of being civil and punctual with whatever we do, inshallah azza wa jalla. Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawquta. Salah is a timely obligation. Allahu Akbar, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Holy Quran. So it is directly tied to time. Salah is fard in its time. Fajr salah is fard before sunrise. We cannot read Zuhr salah at the time of Fajr because it is a timely obligation. That is the time of the fard salah. That will be Ada. Yes, if we're making Qada, we can make Qada in any other given time, inshallah. But same is the case of Zuhr salah. You cannot postpone the time of Zuhr salah and read it in Asr time because that is not the time of Zuhr salah. That is the time of Asr salah. But yes, Qada you can make, but it will never be Ada. So this is the reason. Allahu Akbar. Look at the bigger picture. Subhanallah. Laziness is perhaps the number one obstacle in doing things on time. We all too often convince ourselves that we have plenty of time to go and get the job done, get whatever that needs to be done. Need to read salah? Yes, there is plenty of time, you know. Okay, time of Zuhr salah, okay, from the time maybe 12 o'clock it's starting. Okay, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we got 5 hours. There is still 5 hours to go. And then in no time, you'll see there is only 5 minutes left. Even then, 5 minutes, okay, let me go. And then by the time you get to doing it, time is gone. Time is gone, you lost it. And it will never come back. Then we sit down and regret, oh Allah, what happened? I lost the time of Salah. No, this is your own doing. You did it to yourself, Allahu Akbar. But inshallah, let's make sure it doesn't happen the next time. Inshallah. Now, if we do not complete the task now, then we say that, okay, we'll find another time to do the same task. But then the next time you need to do that task, something will come up. Why? Because you have too much on your plate by now. Then the duties, the tasks are clashing with each other. You're having a hard time to choose and refuse what to do and what not to do. And maybe all that you need to do, they all are important at the same time. What are you going to do? But you have done it to yourself. Now you need to come out of it, inshallah, and avoid such situations where the work builds up to such a level where it becomes too much to handle. Be realistic. Wise people are realistic. And successful people value the present and live in the now. They do it now so they don't have to suffer later. You know, they don't live with the philosophy of buy now, pay later. No. Pay now. Pay your due now so later you don't have to suffer with the headache. You know, your peace of mind is a very important thing. Imagine if you just wasted your day away. You go home, it will never let you sleep in peace. Oh, there is so much of outstanding work that I have. I need to do this and I never got this done, I never got that done. All this is pending and hanging. What is pending? Pending is when something is pending in the air and something is hanging over your head. Allahu Akbar. Dreading you. You're dreading it. You're dreading it day and night, and it will always be there in your face until you go and take care of it. Successful people value the present and live in the now and prioritize tasks and get them done on time so they don't have to suffer later. They don't have anything hanging over their heads. In contrast, unsuccessful people, people who are not successful, they are often found pacifying their hearts by putting their hopes in tomorrow. I leave it now. Let's relax. Relax. No care attitude. Relax. We'll do it tomorrow. And make excuses to avoid their responsibilities until such time that those responsibilities are taken away from them. Those jobs are taken away from them. Those ranks that they were bestowed upon, the darajat, they are taken away from them. And then they sit and cry and complain and go run to departments. Oh, you know, there's been injustice done to me. My company has fired me. They removed me from my position. How could they do it to me? You did it to yourself. You were given responsibilities. And because of you, along with yourself, you made the entire company suffer. Because of your selfish acts, that you wanted to relax, so because of you relaxing and taking a back seat, your company took a back seat and they are running the loss. Who's going to bear the brunt of this loss? It will be you, because you're the one who caused it. So when it comes to take the backlash, to take the responsibility for it, why are you running away? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to always value what we have, value the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make use of it in a proper manner. Use the time for which it has been ascribed to. Allahu Akbar. Taking money for the hours that you have just wasted and you know it, you are guilty of it. That money would not be halal for you because you did not do justice to the time you were given. Allahu Akbar. And then we go around in the restaurants looking for halal logos. Where is the halal food? Whereas the money with which you are purchasing that halal food, that itself is not halal. What are you going to do with it? Seek the guidance of the Muftiyani Dawati Islami, the Darul Ifta Ahli Sunnat. Inshallah, they will guide you. They will tell you the importance of utilizing your time in a proper manner, the contract that you have with your employers, the job contract that you have, the hourly ijara that you have. Inshallah, if you don't utilize it in a proper manner, you will be answerable for it, inshallah. You will be answerable for it. But if you have done justice to it, inshallah, you will be smiling when you are answerable for it, because you know you have done justice to it. You had the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you were utilizing these hours and were fearful that, let me do my duty as it is prescribed, because if I do injustice to it, I have to answer in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there you have to account for every second. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to value our time and value our life, inshallah, and be punctual with whatever that we need to do, whether it is our salah, whether it is our job, whether it is our business, whether it is our family commitments. Be there on time, inshallah. Time is the most valuable asset that we have. Value your time, as you do not know whether you'll have an opportunity later on or what life has planned. If you are postponing today's work for tomorrow, can you guarantee that you will live to see the tomorrow? Nobody can. Allahu Akbar. It is famously said that tomorrow never comes. Therefore, as it is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should take advantage of our free time, utilizing it most constructively, you know, by way of completing our work on time, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be punctual on time, inshallah. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Some of us are always late, and being late leads to not fulfilling a promise. Allahu Akbar. We make promises, but if we don't fulfill the promise, this is again not the trait of a believer, to break the promise or unfulfill or leave a promise unfulfilled. Allahu Akbar. Further, when we make others wait for us, we become responsible for making them lose valuable time for themselves. Allahu Akbar. We think as if the world revolves around us. Okay, fair enough, you want to be late, right? But in you being late, in you delaying your meeting, you needed to meet somebody and that person values time. That person waited for you for half an hour. You are wasting your time and that person's time. You're not only wasting your time, but you're wasting time collectively. Imagine if the entire team was waiting for you. You wasted the time of your entire team and you sabotaged their effort and their valuable time. Allahu Akbar. You sabotaged your company by eating away the precious and valuable time by not showing up on time. Allahu Akbar. Realize the seriousness of it. You are not getting to fulfill the promises that you make to people. Why? Because you are not meeting them on time. You are not meeting the deadlines on time. This is the concept of punctuality. Allahu Akbar. Instead of regretting the time you wasted in the past, seize the time that you have now that you would waste away. Allahu Akbar. You may want to make up for lost time, but feel that your current engagements and commitments do not allow that. So you can make excuses like, if my current circumstances, we're always crying. If my current circumstances change, I will definitely do what I should have done a long time ago. Allahu Akbar. These are the type of excuses, ridiculous excuses that we make. Allahu Akbar. And if we keep on making these excuses, we'll always find a way to make excuses. But if we don't want to make excuses, inshallah, we'll find a way to get it done. You know, as the saying goes, if you think you can, you can. And if you think you can't, you can't, because you already said to yourself, no, I can't. Done. Deal done. It's off. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Instead of succumbing to such excuses, tried and tested ways to overcome these challenges and inshallah become punctual. Make a list of all the things which waste your time. Right? Make a list. What are the things that waste your time? That you waste your time away in futile activities. What are those things? What are those useless things that you do that eats away your time? There are many things. But if you do not get to the bottom of it and really find out that what is it that you do that eats away your time, you need to pay attention to your behavior and list each thing point by point. Inshallah, if you do this, you can narrow it down to what is it that's eating away your precious time, Allahu Akbar, and what you can do about it, which are the things you can eliminate. But if there are things that are important, but you don't have the time to get them done because you have other more pressing issues that you need to take care of, then it makes sense to delegate what you don't find time to do. You can delegate some works that are not as important and then focus on what's more important and what needs your attention really. So you can free your mind to do what's necessary, to do what's required. Not all of us can do everything. If you've got a company, you cannot do the job of an accountant, you cannot do the job of a teller, you cannot do the job of a receptionist, you cannot do the job of an admin, you cannot do the job of an assistant director, you cannot do the job of a director, all in one. It's very hard. If you can, mashallah, subhanallah, hats off to you. But if you can't, then it makes sense to delegate some of the duties so you have on your plate what matters most. This is the beauty of delegating tasks. But if you have got only one task, come on, you can't mess it up. Focus your attention and get it done, inshallah. Be punctual. A pious man has stated that do what must be done, otherwise you will fall into that which should not be done. Allahu Akbar. If we fail to do what we should do, then obviously we will fall into doing something we shouldn't be doing. You know, it's like either, oh, it's either this or that. It's either you utilize your time or the time will destroy you. Another way of improving is that we can list all of our unfinished business, unfinished tasks, and complete them in order of priority. You know, we can maybe, let's say if I have 3 tasks for a day, and I can list them in the priority order. You know, number one, okay, this is the highest priority, okay? Once that gets done, then the secondary priority, the second task, which was lesser important, maybe intermediate, so I can get that done and strike it off. Then the least important work, which I could have either done it if I had time, if I didn't have time, maybe it can carry over to tomorrow, which is fine. But not, you know, you're not that you leave everything unfinished and then tomorrow you're starting with scratch. You know, you're reinventing the wheel over and over. We are the Ummah of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu. We are the best of nations. Kuntum khayra Ummah, subhanallah. So inshallah, let's show our punctuality, show our seriousness when it comes to the ibadah, when it comes to haqqullah, when it comes to the rights of Allah, when it comes to the rights of the people, of the servants of Allah, huququl ibad, when it comes to the rights of our family members, when it comes to the rights of our friends, when it comes to the rights of our relatives, when it comes to the rights of our children, of our spouses, and so on. Allahu Akbar. Let's inshallah get into motion and do what we need to do, inshallah, and don't waste our time, because there is a lot to be done and life is so short. Allahu Akbar. Imagine, we only have such a short lifespan. Allahu Akbar. You can even count it on your fingers. What is the life expectancy now? 60, 70, 80? Mostly people live nowadays, mostly at most 80, 90, maybe miraculously somebody can live up to 100 years or beyond, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses. So this is the short life that we have. And before you know it, you know, you entered your adulthood from childhood, and before you know it, you'll start to be needing the crutches to walk because you cannot support your own body's weight. And before you know it, your feet will be hanging into the qabr. Allahu Akbar. So before that happens, before we become dependent, inshallah, let's use this energy. Let's utilize this vigor of youth or whatever resources that we have while the blood is still pumping. Do what we can do, inshallah, for our akhirah. So inshallah, when we reach old age, we are not in regrets. Allahu Akbar. So let's utilize the time now and be punctual with our 5-time salah, and with the barakah of salah, inshallah, you will see the blessing of it in everything that you do in your life, inshallah. Until then, inshallah, be good, keep making dua for the ummah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for yourself and your loved ones, and inshallah, remember me in your duas as well. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Islamic way of life, Islamic way of life, Islamic way of life, Islamic way of life.